Welcome everyone to our service of worship today. Hey, it's been a really cold week, hasn't it? But I'm hoping that we'll all have our hearts warmed this morning as we share in our worship service. We've been thinking a lot in recent weeks about our front lines. That's our point of contact with anyone we know who's not yet a Christian. And today is the last service in our series, thinking about front lines. And today we'll be thinking about how we share in that together, how together we grow. We all need each other's help, and we all need each other's help to grow. So to begin our service, I'd like us to share in an opening prayer together. Chris, if you could display the prayer for us, please. Okay, so can I encourage you just to say these words out loud as we share in this prayer together. Faithful one, whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Okay, thank you, Chris. We're asking God to shape our lives in that prayer for the kingdom of our Son, to use us on our front lines and to spread the good news about Jesus. And we're going to sing about that through our opening song, Build Your Kingdom Here. You know, that song really just takes up where that prayer left off. So let's sing this together. Build Your Kingdom Here. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Now, over the last 4 weeks, we've been looking at a series of short video clips together about four different, very ordinary people. There's a plumber, an office worker, a volunteer running a football club, and a lady providing childcare for her granddaughter, I think it is. And most of these videos have been about how these people do their separate lives on their front lines. We're going to look at the last of these videos now, but this video is different because it's about the time when they come together as a church. So, Chris, could you show us the video, please?
Gathered.
Welcomed.
Celebrated.
Restored.
Gathered together.
Encouraged.
Supported.
Loved.
Reminded who God is.
Hearts awed by His majesty.
Eyes seeing fresh.
The wonder of grace.
Thankful for His awesome, unwavering love.
Reminded who I am.
And all I have received.
Challenged.
Equipped.
Renewed.
Commissioned.
Ready.
Sent.
Now, I'm sure that irony is not lost on any of us that in that video we just watched, these people are doing what we cannot do at this time. You know, they're meeting together in the same building, they're chatting together, shaking hands, hugging, greeting each other, sharing in worship in the same space, taking communion. All of these things we can't do at the moment, but perhaps in a few months' time we will. You know, it's I can't say when the end is coming, but we are going to get back to doing these things together, and I'm sure we're all looking forward to that day. But there are some things that we can still do together. We're sharing in this worship service. But I thought of one thing that we could do together this morning. We could memorize a verse of scripture. And that's the verse of scripture that video ended with. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Chris, could I ask you to share that verse for us? Okay. So let's have a go at memorizing this verse. It's just three short phrases. I'm sure we can manage it. Okay, so let's begin by saying the whole verse together. Okay? And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Okay, let's try it again. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Okay, let's get rid of the first line. Chris, next slide. Okay, there it goes. Let's try it again. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Okay, shall we get rid of another line? And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Okay, last line to go. All right, here we go. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Okay, thank you, Chris. Okay, I hope that you find that helpful, and that bit of scripture has got into your mind, and I'm sure we'll see the relevance of that as we go on in our service. Now, what day is it today? It is It's Valentine's Day, February the 14th. Valentine's Day, did any of you get anything like this morning? Give us a wave if you did. I'm sorry to see there's a few nods. I'm delighted to see quite a lot of waves. Excellent. It's good to celebrate Valentine's Day. But as Christians, it really doesn't matter if you did or you didn't get a Valentine's card, because we are all in a love relationship with Jesus. Now, I know that's not like romantic love, but God's love is much, much greater than that. After all, it lasts for eternity. It never runs out. It's stronger than anything. So we're all loved by God. And I hope many of us had the joy of getting a Valentine's card as well today. But like all love relationships, they need to be repaired and tended to from time to time. And we're going to do that now as we share in a time of confession. So I'd ask Chris to put up the first of our slides. And I'd like us all to say these words together, which are all about God's love and our love. God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let us then show our love for him by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Chris, if we could move on to the next slide. And we say these words together. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew our right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Chris. And now may the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image to the praise and glory of his name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, thank you. I hope I can see Yvonne is with us. And Yvonne, if you could unmute, and Yvonne's going to bring our reading to us this morning. Thank you.
So this is Hebrews 10, 19 to 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Thank you. I'm now going to hand over to Jenny, who is going to speak to us this morning. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, John. Let's just pray. Father, I ask that you would help us to hear and receive your word, that you would encourage us and inspire us to put that word into action. Amen. So as John was saying, we've reached the final week of our series about fruitfulness on the front line. We've looked at being fruitful wherever we are, whether that's at work or at home or taking part in our hobbies. We've looked at being fruitful whoever we are, whatever we're doing. But today we're thinking about being together. We're thinking about what it means when all those little scattered red dots that we've seen on the map, when they all come together, and what that means for our front lines. And the writer of the letter to Hebrews is very clear. Let us not give up meeting together. So why? Why is that important? Because on a Sunday morning, we do quite a few things that we can do perfectly easily by ourselves. We might sing worship. We pray. We hear God's word. We read God's word. So what's the difference? Why is it important to do these things together? Well, for a start, when we join together as a community, we are actually reflecting God's nature, because God is three in one, three persons in one. God is a community. God is a relationship. So that's one thing. But another is something that we find in verse 23. I think this verse sort of tells us what all this is about. We are to hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess. How does coming together help us to do that? I think it's important that we understand this, because this is the hope that we are bearing witness to on our front lines. And surely at this time, more than ever, the world is desperate for that certain hope. So three things. First, we are told that we have direct access to God. Now, that might be something that we're quite familiar with. We're quite used to that idea. But to first century Jewish Christians to whom this letter was directed, that was a really radical concept. And I think actually, for quite a lot of the people we come into contact with, the idea that you can talk direct to God about anything is also quite a radical concept. And it's good to come to God together, because how other people pray, how other people see things, can often open our eyes so that we have a different way of looking at a problem and a situation. Also, encourage us to pray as we become aware of different needs, can stoke our desire to intercede. Second, and we find this in verse 22, we are reminded that we have God's forgiveness. None of us can reach God's perfection. But the writer to the Hebrews assures us that we have been washed clean, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. Of course, we can say sorry to God anywhere, anytime, and if we mean it, we will be forgiven. But when we are together as God's family, we often hear someone else pronounce those words of forgiveness, and that can be incredibly reassuring. And I also find that confessing together is important, because somehow it makes sin a less lonely place. I'm not suggesting it makes sin less serious, but it can make it feel less overwhelming. And thirdly, we can be reminded when we come together that God is faithful. We may well come feeling discouraged, come from weeks where it's been hard to believe that God is doing anything at all. It can be really helpful to hear the truth of his faithfulness proclaimed again and to take hope from that. Just by way of example, this week, those of us, you might remember praying a couple of Sundays ago for a very poorly premature baby and her very poorly mother, both desperately ill. Well, those of us who are on the ladies' WhatsApp know that both baby and mum are now home. And I found that really encouraging in a week where I have heard other awful news of a friend whose son, aged about 30, has suddenly died. So it's really important to share these encouragements. Now, just by way of an aside, of course, this is how we would all want church to be every Sunday, I think. And I just want to acknowledge that it isn't always like that. We are flawed people. And church is not perfect. It promises a lot. It doesn't always deliver. So I don't want us to be tempted to view our life together through rose-tinted glasses. Although what we might do when we are struggling with church is a talk for another time. So coming together helps us to hold on to the hope, the faith that we profess. But there's another important thing that it does, and it's in that verse which John had us memorize earlier, where we are challenged to consider together how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. And I thought that perhaps we could do just that now. So I wonder if I give you a minute, you would like to put on the chat some of the ways that you think we can spur one another on to love and good deeds. Have a go. Encouragement, prayer. Don't forget to tell people that you love them. Yeah, remind each other to pray. Say encouraging things. Get in touch with people. Pray for people. Oh, this is a nice one. Tell people what you see in them that is actually of God. Seeing other people do good things, setting an example we can follow. I'm not going to be able to keep up with all of these. You're going to have to read them for yourselves. Ring someone up. Do good deeds. Look out for your neighbours. Oh, yeah, advocate for groups being excluded and watch out for people who maybe are a bit on the edge, on the fringes. Be warm. Don't be judgmental. Ask if people are okay and listen to the answer. That's really important, isn't it? And so we need to be willing to say whether we're okay or not, actually, for that to work. Fantastic. Thank you. So just some practical things as well that are going on at the moment. Lunch bunches mentioned there. There's Friday Space. I mentioned the St. Luke's Ladies WhatsApp group earlier. And all sorts of stuff gets put on there. Some of it will just make you smile. Some of it is requests for prayer, answers to prayer, links to songs and talks, Bible verses. And if you're a lady and you are not on that and would like to be, if you get in touch with Liz Blunt or Deb Sim, either of them can enable that to happen for you. There are home groups. It's a really good place to share situations that you're struggling with and ask people to pray. Or maybe you could just get together with one or two people that you trust every now and then and just sort of hold each other to account. How are you getting on? What are you struggling with? Are you doing what you need to be doing in a loving and in a trusting way? And that is something that really flows out of being together, out of being community. So to sum up, if I may, when we come together, we're reflecting God's nature because God is community. We're helped to hold on to the hope that we profess. We bring our concerns to God. We hear his forgiveness and we encourage each other. It's a bit like, probably to use a word that's appropriate for Zoom church, it's a bit like a reboot. We're reset, renewed, and reorientated to God so that we can present our everyday lives to him as acts of worship and help orientate others to him. Let me pray for us. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for all that is good about our life together. May we be strengthened in our faith and encouraged as we scatter again to offer every part of our lives to you in witness and in worship, so that our lives may be fruitful for the sake of your kingdom. Amen.
Thank you, Jenny, for that. Wasn't that amazing? All the the different ways that we can encourage and spur each other on, and so many great suggestions on that chat that came in. I don't know if we can record that at all. We can save the chat. I'm going to hand over now to Rich, who's going to lead us in our prayers. Thank you, Rich.
Thanks, John. So today is Valentine's Day, which strangely is named after an unmarried saint. But it can be a day of celebration for people in love, and we celebrate that. But also for others, it can be a day of loneliness or dread. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the King of love, the source of all love. Help us today to fix our eyes on your radical, never-failing, sacrificial love that casts out fear and brings transformation to lives and to the world. Lord, we think of those who are ill or afraid or perhaps having to isolate because of coronavirus at this time. We ask, Lord, that you would be close to them, in their loneliness be their strength and console them, in their anxiety their hope, in their darkness their light. Thank you, Jesus, that you suffered alone on the cross, but that you reign in glory. Lord, you taught us to love our neighbours and to care for those in need as if we were caring for you. So in this pandemic time, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick, to assure the isolated of our love and your love for your name's sake. And then just turning to our front lines and what we've been looking at over the past few weeks, we thank you, Lord, for your promise that you will be with us always. In order to support each other on our front lines, it's important to pray for each other and to be open and honest with each other so that we know what we can pray for. So I just want to encourage everyone now, just for a few minutes, to look on the screen at the person that's next to you and pray for them and for their frontline. And that might be that for them in their place of work, at university, at college, at school, might be their family situation, might be their relationship with neighbours or with their carers who come to their home. It might be relationship with children or grandchildren. For children who have a relationship with their teachers. And just ask that God would fill each of us with his spirit and empower each on their front lines as they trust in him. So I'm just going to ask, maybe do that for a few minutes and then I'll close. Lord, would you help us to trust in you in every situation of our lives? Lord, would you work through us on our front lines so that your kingdom comes to earth as it is in heaven? Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. So we're going to sing now our closing song. It's one of the great hymns of the Christian faith, Over a Thousand Tongues to Sing. So can I encourage you to sing it out loud wherever you are, Over a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Thank you, Chris. I sincerely hope the mute button was working on my PC, because if you heard me singing, that would have put you off altogether. Yeah, so in a moment, we're going to draw our service to a close with a blessing. But just before we go, I want us to think again, one last time, about our front line, wherever that may be. Chris, could you put up that slide, please? Yeah, so here's the diagram was shared with us a few weeks ago. The red dots are us. There we are scattered in a sea of grey dots. That's all the people that we know that are not yet Christians. I hope that in the last few weeks, we've started to think a bit differently about our lives and where God has placed us and who he has placed us with. To think a bit differently about our 9-to-5 or our Monday to Sunday lives. But the challenge for us is now is to take that vision and make it a permanent part of our lives. And to do that, we're going to need God's help. So I want us to share together in a prayer. I think some of that reflects the words that Jenny used in her prayer at the close of the service. And I'd like us to share in that together. So Chris, if we can move on. Okay, so let's say this prayer together. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the gift of this community. We commend one another to you on our different front lines, wherever we are, whatever we do, whoever we are. May the Holy Spirit guide us in all things, so that we may do God's will in the service of Jesus Christ and with great joy. Amen. Thank you. And I'm just going to conclude by saying a blessing over us. So may the Holy Spirit guide and strengthen us, that in this and in all things, we will know Christ and seek to make him known to the glory of God the Father. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen.